Okay, so basically, it almost seems for the last couple of shiurim that we haven't been learning Pesachim. We've been learning, I don't know, Masech HaShev Shvaitz. I don't know what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks and months. But we're about to get back to Pesachim, we're basically saying. We're about to get back to Pesachim in the fullest sense of the word. And we're about to embark upon a sugya that we've touched on a little bit back in Daveis, but never really, really going to get to it. And those are the famous words that when I told you back in the beginning of Elul, the first time we're going to hear those words, but definitely not the last time. But the Gemara makes the statement in Davdan and Mebeis that Bidikas Chametz is only Midirabanan, because Minatayra, Bittul carries the day. Bittul does everything Minatayra. How does Bittul work Minatayra? So Rashi has this famous comment. Bittul Biyama, Dichsiv Tashbisu, Aloksiv Tevaru, Vashbasa Delevi Ashbasa. Since the Torah does not use the word tavaris achametz, that would have the connotation burning or physical destruction, and Torah says tashbisu, hashbasa delev is hashbasa. So what Rashi says in his parish in the Gemara, the Rambam says explicitly in the beginning of Perek Beis, of chametz and matzah, but the Rashi and the Rambam have developed this yesod that bittul chametz is synonymous with the mitzvah of tashbisu. So Tosfos Amdalot Mebeis attacks Rashi on multiple fronts. And we're going to spend the bulk of the sugya just analyzing Taisus Kashas, trying to defend Taisus Kashas against Rashi. There is an additional kasha that appears not in our Taisus, it appears in Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz. Also, similar attack against Rashi. So the sugya begins with the Taisus Adal of the Beis, Fish for Kuntras, Achsik Tashmiz, Achsivar, 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 Kashlari. Tayash Pasavarihi, Velay Bittel. Says Taisus, the very basic premise of Rashi is not correct. That, forget about what Rashi thinks the word Tashbisu means, Chazal clearly do not subscribe to that. Because there's a Beferish Gemara that talks about requiring a physical destruction of the Chometz. Not only does the Gemara insist on a requirement of a physical destruction of the Chometz, the Gemara actually insists on a very, very particular type of physical destruction. The physical destruction being Havara, being Sreifa, Ein B'Chometz Ola Sreifa. And Taisus pins it on the view of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the famous Tana of Hamad Aleph, where Rabbi Akiva has a very creative way of telling us, how do we know that Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu, Yom HaRishon doesn't mean Yontif. Yom HaRishon must mean Erev Yontif, cannot possibly mean Yontif. Why? Rabbi Akiva suggests the following argument. If Yom HaRishon meant Yontif, then the Torah would have been telling us something that is an impossibility. The Torah would have been mandating for us to burn Achometz on Yontif, and that is unheard of. Because the halach is you can't make fires on Yontif. That's a din midaraisa. You can't make shreifas on Yontif. Now that's a very, very loaded question. Hopefully when we get to Daf Hamad Beis, we're going to spend days and days and maybe weeks just on the raya of Rabbi Akiva. But hold on, trust me on this one. Rabbi Akiva understands that it's inconceivable to make a fire to burn your chametz on Yontif. That's a no-no min haTorah. For whatever reasons Rabbi Akiva had that we do or do not agree with in terms of his formulation of his Yontif. But Rabbi Akiva in his world, his vantage point in halacha understood that sreifas chametz is impossible on Yontif, and therefore, if the Torah kedusha meant Yom HaRishon to mean the first day of Yontif, the Torah would be telling us to do something that's awesome. So, therefore, it must be that the kavanas the Torah is erev Yontif. Again, we just said this a couple of days ago. This is clearly one of those examples where we know the facts, so nobody ever questioned that Yom HaRishon means erev Yontif. But lichten the Torah Shemichsav is a way to figure it out. This is Rabbi Akiva's method of figuring it out. Based on his understanding, Lefisha Matzina Avariya Malacha, Malacha Zasur B'yantif, Zemin Fendor that Yom HaRishon is not Lavdavki Yom HaRishon. Says Torah says, I don't understand the Targum. What is Rabbi Akiva talking about? If Rashi is right, the Tashbisu means Bittul, what's for Havara? What's for Sreifa? What's for B'yachometz and Sreifa? If hashbasa delevi hashbasa, what you're supposed to do to your chometz is bittul, not hashbasa, not biur. What in the world is Rabbi Akiva talking about? That's Taisus' first kasha, perhaps the most powerful kasha against Rashi. It's such a powerful kasha that it forced Taisus to give it an entire about face as to what bittul is, says Toys Atay with Bittul is not. It's not a kibbutz of Tashbisu. Tashbisu is physical destruction. Maybe Shreifim, maybe not. Depends what you think about that. You want to wonder what Bittul is? Says Toys. What does Bittul mean? Bittul is a circumvention of by Ravi Motzi. Bittul is Hefker. Once it's Hefker, it's Enosh Aloy. But maybe you're not over by Ravi Motzi. But it's absolutely zero to do with the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And again, hopefully, the next sugya would spend a lot of time on Tosis. Right now, we're focusing on Tosis' attacks on Rashi. We're not focusing on Tosis' solution to the problem. We're not focusing on Shitas HaTosis. I don't want to hear about Hefka right now. I want to hear what prompted Tosis to negate Shitas Rashi. So the first and most powerful line of attack is, how can the Hele Gitaner of Yekiva say, Ein Bi Yechametz El Shreifa? It doesn't make any sense. If Tashbis was Bittul, what's Fas Shreifa? Sounds like a very, very powerful kasha, right? If you were the Baalei HaTosis and you wanted to attack Rashi and you wanted to show that the Tanoim obviously held that Tashbisu means a physical destruction, perhaps even Sreifa, who would you have quoted? I would have quoted the Mishnah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, which is Rabbi Yehuda Shita Ben Yochametz El Sreifa. Where the Gemara on Daf Chaf Zayin Rebbe actually brings the sources for Rabbi Yehuda, Drasha from Neisr, Al-Kach, Kabachim, Mematzina, Ho-Chad Gadja. The Gemara of Hamad Beis just happens to say in passing that Rabbi Akiva also subscribes to that well-known view of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, it happens to be, you know, chronologically a little bit out of order. Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, but that doesn't matter for our purposes. We're not learning history. We're learning the Gemara right now. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva happened to see eye to eye on this question with the Ein Bi Yechametz El Shreifa, but in the Olam HaTorah, if I wake you up and ask any Talmud Chacham, who is the Tana who subscribes to Ein Bi Yechametz El Shreifa? Everyone would say Rabbi Yehuda first and foremost. That's the Mishnah. That's where the sugya appears. It's kind of in passing. If you're smart enough to learn Pesach of the Hamad Beis, if you got that far, and you learn the Hamad Beis, you'll also be able to answer Ein Yishlam and Rabbi Akiva also. But that's not the primary source. If Tosfos was attacking Rashi, that from the sheet of Ein Bi Yechametz El Shreifa, Zevin from the other Rashi is wrong, why did Tosfos fall on Rabbi Akiva? Why did he quote from the Iker Sugya, the Iker source of Rabbi Yehuda? Who echap that kasha? When you saw Tosfos' kasha, you have to understand, every word of Tosfos, you know, we sometimes think the Baalei HaTosis was sitting around in France, shooting the breeze a little bit, you know, just writing kashas, writing terutzim. The Baalei HaTosis was sitting together, hundreds and hundreds of Tamidim sitting together and analyzing and combing through every single line, every single diuk. And if they formulated a kasha, you have to understand and appreciate the kasha they did ask, and the kasha they should have asked and didn't ask. Yes, Alta.
We don't
pass
like Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't that a reason that's cited?
Well, it's the same reason. If you think that we're not going to cite sheet, that we don't pass, we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva either. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda and be a chametz l'shreifa. Now, l'chora, what Tosfos meant in the kasha was that even though we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda's or Rabbi Akiva's sheet about be a chametz l'shreifa, the Chachamim don't disagree with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda's basic premise that the Tashbis was a Maisa. They're arguing about whether it has to be the physical Maisa Shreif or any other Hashpasas B'chol Davar. When the Chachamim respond back to Rabbi Yehuda Hashpasas B'chol Davar, they didn't say Bitul Chametz. They said you could throw it into the lake, you could throw it into the river, you could throw it into the toilet, you could throw it into the wind. So they agree with Ikaron that Tashbisu is a Maisa of Hashpasa. It's just they're arguing about the mechanics, the details of it. Yeah, Zach.
Is it possible because the Gemara Mufurish and Daf Hay is quoting the pasuk of Tashbis?
Oh, okay. So you're already beginning to get it, the beginning of a teretz. Okay. So l'chora, the reason why Tosfos, when they formulated the kasha, deliberately ignored Rabbi Yehuda was because Rabbi Yehuda's shita per se is not a contradiction to Rashi. The fact that there exists a concept of Ein Bi Yechametz El Shreifa, that in and of itself doesn't pose a challenge to Rashi. What poses a challenge to Rashi was Rabbi Akiva's Lashon Hanavei, but Rabbi Akiva was definitely talking the language of Tashbisu. That's what Tosfos saw as an impossibility. But the mere existence of a sheet Ein Bi Yechametz El Shreifa itself does not pose an insurmountable challenge to Rashi. What in the world does that mean? Why doesn't it? That's very nice and cute to say, oh, there, it says Tashbis, there, but Tachlis, isn't the existence of such a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, which again, even though you are correct that we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, but the Chachamim don't argue with them fundamentally, isn't the fact that the Hele Gitanoim were insisting on a Maisa of Hashmasa, doesn't that itself negate Shitas Rashi? So Lachara, the answer to that question is as follows. That ultimately depends upon what the very nature of the view of Rabbi Yehuda / Rabbi Akiva is. Ein bi chametz el sreif. Now again, we may or may not follow Rabbi Yehuda. It's not so simple that we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda. But I want to enter into the world of Rabbi Yehuda for a moment. Ein bi chametz el sreif. Now, if I ask what the source is, there's no question the source is from Neisser. Just as Neisser requires sreifa, so the chametz requires sreifa. Is that a kavachaymer? Is it a mematzina? Is it a good diafus? So ayin sachar chazayin rebeis for the details. But if there's no question Rabbi Yehuda derived from Neisser. The rabbi say, what's the chakira? Name the chakira, by saying, b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda / Rabbi Akiva, that we derive from Neisser that the din of sreifas chametz, in b'chametz la sreifa. What's the shaila? No, give me the two tzadim.
In cholera d'mpredi.
Close, okay. Fine tuned a little bit. One can understand this yafusa from Neisser one of two ways. Either one can understand that the derivation from Neisser is teaching me a detail how to perform a pre-existing mitzvah. It means I already have a mitzvah on the table. I know which mitzvah I'm discussing, but in the Chumash itself, it's unclear how to do this mitzvah. What is that pre-existing mitzvah that exists? Tishbisa. So the starting point of the Machlekes Rebbeinu and the Rabbanon is, I have a pasuk in Parshas by Achim Rishon Tashbisu, and I have a question mark in my Chumash. Ayedema. How am I mashbis my Chumash? What do I do? The Torah doesn't tell me. So Rabbi Yehuda, in his understanding of his great depth of understanding of Torah, says that we go back to the drawing board, go to the Chumash itself, and see that there may be a derivation from another Parshas in Chumash that could shed some light on the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And Rabbi Yehuda invoked either the mitzvah of Kavachaymer or the mitzvah of Amematzinu, depending on how you think the Gemara plays out in Chav Zayin in Maseches Pesachim. And he said that just as we find that there are other areas of Halacha where we have to destroy things, and it takes a very, very specific method of destruction, but Eishes Raifu, there is no question that Neisar, you can't take notes and throw into the river, you have to be Eishes Raifu. Rabbi Yehuda says, Huadinami, the Kavanas HaTeira in the midst of Tashbisu is through the method of Sreifa. And the Rabbana, for whatever reason, thought it wasn't a good Kavachaymer, or thought it wasn't a good Mematzin. And again, you have to learn the details of Chavzayin of Beis, what you think it is or is not. The Rabbana, who didn't have any derivation from Neisser, that derivation fell short in the Tashi Bapeh. The Rabbana go back to the drawing board, Achlish Tashbisu, Vosnei Tashbisu. Tashbisu means to destroy. How do you do it? Hashbisos v'chold over. If the Torah doesn't single out how to do it in any specific way, so the default position is v'choldova. So, l'chaura, one way of understanding the machlekes Rabbeinu and the Rabbanan is, can we derive from Neisa something that's going to indicate to me about what Hashbasasa is, what Tashbisu is? But the whole machlekes is licked in Tashbisu. It starts and ends in Tashbisu. Or maybe we have it all wrong. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban are not even addressing Tashbisa. How do you do Tashbisa? I have no idea how to do Tashbisa. I'll think about it later. I'll tell you later in a few minutes. There is another din called Sreifas Neisser. Should we say that this new mitzvah called Sreifas Neisser now exists by what? By chametz as well. That there's a halacha that you have to get rid of chametz just as you have to get rid of Neisser. But that's not Tashbisu. What is that? I don't know what that is. Figure out Tashbisu. I'll tell you a story with Tashbisu later. But the Alfusa from Neisser is a din chadash. It's a din b'fnei atzmai. It's not going back and requalifying what Tashbisu is. Tashbisu, whatever Tashbisu is, it is. There's a new din called Tzreifas Neisser. And Chometz has certain similarities to Neisser. It's also be'achiva, also be'anoa, by Rav Matzeh, also siro. There's certain similarities that Rabbi Yehuda thought were close enough in nature. The Rabbanan Taka held were not close enough in nature, and that's the issue on Chav Zayin Rav Beis. When this chadish to me, there's a din of Sreifas Chometz, but Sreifas Chometz is not a part of the parasha of Tashbisu. If that is the case, that Sreifas Chometz is not part of the parasha of Tashbisu, what is Tashbisu? I don't know what Tashbisu is. go look it up in English, get your rod, scroll out. So Rashi did the homework for us. So if you hold that the machlokes are beating the rabbanon, it's not how to fulfill tashbisa. How do you fulfill tashbisa? You could do for tashbisa belev. But if you want to do something else, you want to do what's mutal alecha of shreifa, learn that from Noisar. That's an additional, it's an added component. It's another mitzvah. The mitzvah is tashbisa, it suffices to do bittul. There never was a requirement of physical destruction. The whole discussion you reviewed in the rabbanon that's assuming that there's a din of shreifa, not a din of shreifa, they're not even pimpling about tashbisu. Tashbisu doesn't do with physical destruction. They're pimpling about a new din called shreifas, shreifas dvarma ha'asurim. So the Minchas Chinuch takes that second approach. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Teh says that it would appear to him that the machlekes that they're about envy, comments on shreifa has absolutely zero to do with tashbisu. Mamish had nothing to do with tashbisa. Zippo, zero to do with tashbisa. It's a din. It's a machlek. It's about what, how do you dispose of isurei hanah? It's a din b'frei atzman. And the truth to be told, there are other isurei hanah that also have dinim how to dispose of. Oral kerem, there are din nisraf and igbarim. So it's not crazy there should be a din that's chametz is told shreifa but not alts the mitzvah of tashbisa. So I stayed famous with chinuch and mitzvah tes. That's the case. So then we understand full well why Tosfos did not see in Rabbi Yehuda's Shita per se a contradiction to Rashi. You can't ask a kasha from Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan's machlokes against Rashi. Rashi's talking about Tashbisu, that's Bittul, and they're talking about the new din, Shreifas Chometz, L'taf from Nisr. The only reason why Tosfos turned around and rejected Rashi was not from the Shita per se in Bir Chometz L'Shreifa. From whose words did they reject Rashi? Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is clearly against that lambda. Rabbi Akiva went much different than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Akiva says, we're trying to paskin up when the mitzvah of Tashbisu is. So Rabbi Yehuda is telling me it is inconceivable that Tashbisu should be on Yontif. It's impossible it should be on Yontif because ain't be a chametz ala shreifa. It's that key of Rabbi Akiva. He made the bridge. He went the extra mile. He went above and beyond, we know from Rabbi Yehuda per se. Rabbi Akiva said that ein b'yachometz el asreifa means that that's a chisar, that's a din, that's a prad nuchas tashbisu. That's a kash against Rashi. So it's not a kash against Rashi from the sheet of ein b'yachometz el asreifa. The kash against Rashi is from the lashon habrais of Rabbi Akiva, who's invoking ein b'yachometz el asreifa as a taich in the midst of tashbisu. That's the kash against Rashi. No? Okay, so now we spent a lot of time understanding why Tyson didn't ask one kasha, but did he ask the other kasha? Tach, what's the answer to the kasha? No, what's the answer to the kasha?
Does the
Michas Chinuch
then disagree with
Rabbi Akiva? No, Michas Chinuch was not addressing Rabbi Akiva. Michas Chinuch says, Be'atzma, he thinks that the Shita Bir Chametz has nothing to do with Tashbisa. But it's clearly, Rabbi Akiva is not saying that. Gary, more sukkah sweater than Pesach sweater here. Know what I say? How do you answer the kash? So we spent a lot of time defending my choice. Didn't he ask one kash, whether he asked another kash? Let's talk, what's the answer? No. What's the terrors? If Rashi is so right that Tashbisu is Bittul, how come Rabbi Akiva is not talking the language of Bittul? Zog the Chdisharan, anyone tell the Chdisharan? I put on the memory comments, no? But Zog the Chdisharan? Rabbi Akiva is playing with us, and I'll tell you what he means. What was Rabbi Akiva's goal in the Braisa? What was Rabbi Akiva really out to prove? He set up a straw man. He said, if you're going to tell me that Yom HaRisha means Yontif, here's my problem. The problem is you can't make a fire in Yontif. So we asked the kasha, what do you mean according to Rashi, who's making fires? Why don't you just do bittul? What's the answer? When can't bittul work, Rabbi Say? What's the key in bittul? Vav and beis. After what? After zman isurei. Once the chametz is also by noah, bittul is not shayach. You can't be mevatel what you don't own anyway. In a shalai, the b'shus, whatever you think the gemara and davav means. Says Chdesheran, Mishainim, say Chdesheran. Rabbi Akiva is presenting the following game for us. He's saying, if you want to tell me that Yom Arisha means Yontif, then you cannot interpret Tashbisa to be in Bittel. That's not even on the radar screen. Because Lefi Dvarecha, Lefi Shitascha, that's wrong. Lefi Shitascha, that Yom Arisha means Yontif, Bittel can't be Tashbisa because Bittel can't work after Zvani Suro. So Mameila Al Hatzad, the Havamina that never really exists, that Yom Arisha means Yontif, then for sure it must mean what? Then for sure Taisus must be right. Then for sure Tashbisa must mean what? What does Tashbisa mean? It can't mean Bittel, because that's not effective. It must mean a physical destruction. So that's why Rabbi Akiva didn't say he personally believes that Tashbisa was not Bittel. Of course Tashbisa was Bittel. Because at the end of the day, Yom Risha means Erev Yom Tif. At the end of the day, the Mitzvah Satayra is at a time when you can do Bittel. So Lididon, Lahalocha, Lamaskonas, Advarim, in the real world of Allah, of course Tashbis was Bittel, says the Chdesheran. Rabbi Akiva was playing a game with us and saying that Al Hatzad, that you want to tell me a devil's advocate, you want to tell me a Bubba Maitza, that Yom Arisha means Yom Tif, Lefi Dvarecha, it cannot mean Bittel, that's a given because you can't be Valla Zvani Siro. And Lefi, Rabbi Yehuda, and me, Rabbi Akiva, that Ein B'Yachal Mitzel Asreifa, so then it would have to be Sreifa, and you can't be Sarev Chometz and Pesach and Yontif. That's against Hilchos Yontif. But that was all Rabbi Akiva talking within that aborted Havamina that Yom Arisha means Yontif. Lididon, that Yom Arisha means Erev Yontif. What does Bittel mean? Like we thought it meant all along. Ach Misha Tashbis Sov Vateichem. So Baruch Hashem, the Chdesheran just solved the world, got us out of the Rabbi Akiva problem. So we had two potential kashas Tosis could have been asking in Rashi. Tosis could have been asking from the Shita proper of Ein B'Yachometz Olas Reifa. That would have been presumably a good question. And then the Eid, what Taisus really did ask, is from the wording of the Brais of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Pemole, that it's a din of Tashbisa. So from Rabbi Akiva, Brais was just rejected. Chdesheran just solved the problem and said, don't ask any kashas from Rabbi Akiva. Because the Brais was just playing a game with us, al atzad, that we have the wrong date of Yom Arisha. But I'll call upon him, in order to support Rashi, in order to defend Rashi, we still have to come on to what we said before, the Michas Chinuch. Because the Michas Chinuch is not right, then you have a much more powerful question against Rashi from the very sheet itself. Forget about the Losh of Rabbi Akiva. Achareki Chleis HaKol, there are Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda, who are telling you you have to burn Chometz. What do you have to burn Chometz for? What about the Bittel? Why in the world should flushing Chometz out of the toilet be less than Bittel? If Bittel works, so why shouldn't this work? So Lechora, from the very existence of the Shita, that Ein B'Yachometz El Asreifa, that gufa poses a challenge against Rashi, unless you fall back on the Michas Chinuch. So we still need the Michas Chinuch. The Ran helped, we had two kashas. One was the kasha test, did he ask? One was the kasha test, should have asked. The kasha test, did he ask? The Ran for Emfred. The kasha test, should have asked, the Michas Chinuch answered. So the Chai Rashi is only as true as the Michas Chinuch is. Of course, if we reject the Michas Chinuch and we say that that is not the correct answer to the Chakira, that Ein B'Yachometz El Asreifa is not a din before the Atzma, but rather it's part of the din of Tashbisu, the Nafla Yisrael Nafla Bini, then the Rashi is even more trouble than we thought it was. Nu, who's going to bring me a Raya against Mechaz Chinuch? The Chir is covered, the Heil Geheli Mechaz Chinuch, the other Gedan, the Kachayim, and the Sivis is the same, but it's a pilly ploying. It's almost against the Beferish Gemara. The whole thrust of Mechaz Chinuch was that B'Yachometz, Ein B'Yachometz El Asreifa has nothing to do with Tashbisu. Nothing to do with Tashbisu. Tashbisu is Bittel, Rashi is right. So Bazunder Adin of Sreifa, Sreifa is Dvarmasur. Nu, who's got a Raya? Who's got a Raya for the Gemara? Nu? No one's got a Raya for the Gemara? Anyone read Chavzayin of Abayz? Was it a Mar Mekemes? Was it Chavzayin of Abayz in the Mar Mekemes? No? Wasn't there? It wasn't there. Oh, come on. Should have been there. Wasn't there? No. Let's look at Chavzayim and Beis together. The middle of the page. Review the Ayman B'Yachometz. Bamish right smack the middle. Two dots. Tanya Rebbe Yehuda. Ayman B'Yachometz was Shreifa. But I didn't know he said. How did Rebbe Yehuda know it's a Kavachayman? Uma noisa she'ena by Rabbi Motzei. Don't say noisa. There's no iser by Rabbi Motzei noisa. And yet the Torah says you have to burn it. Chometz sheyesh by Rabbi Motzei lo kol shkesh don't say for. Chometz says that any component by Rabbi Motzei kavachem it needs say for. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda davened shachris this morning. He said Rabbi Shmuel Omer. He said, oh, kavachem. Oh, it's kavachem. It's a midrash atel adreshes them. It's a good kavachem. So the Chacham have a fascinating response back to Rabbi Yehuda. Usually, when somebody wants to disagree with the Kav HaChomer, what's the general mahalach of disagreeing with the Kav HaChomer? Usually, you say, no, there's a pircha to the Kav HaChomer, right? You have to show, no, Chometz has something that Noisa doesn't have. That's the general way to upshlag a Kav HaChomer. Here the Gemara invokes a very, very different refutation of Kav HaChomer. Amar Lo, the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Kol din sheta dan tchilasa lahachmer v'sefer lahokal ein adin. The whole yisoid of a kavach chomer is that which you are deriving is more chomer than that which you're deriving from. That's what the meter kavach chomer means. That means if you put up on a pedestal, which is more serious area, which is more chometic area of Allah, chometz and noiser, chometz is more chomer, right? Because haraya, chometz has the characteristic of a ra'ayah, chometz and noiser doesn't have. The whole thrust of the kavach chomer is that chometz, right, we had Weinbacher, how would we make that, right, that, yeah, we know what I'm talking about, right? Which is more chomer than what? Chometz is Muhammad and Noiser. Come to Chometz to Rabbi Yehuda and say, if the whole thrust, the whole trajectory of the Kavach HaChomer is to add on Chumers to Chometz, if you're going to use the Kavach HaChomer and the Kavach HaChomer is going to end up goofing and say, oop, by golly, your Kavach HaChomer is going to lead to a kula, that goofa is a refutation of the Kavach HaChomer. Any Kavach HaChomer that's supposed to be creating Chumers and ends up inadvertently creating kulas, ein lecha pirach min Kavach HaChomer gadol mizeh. That's a clown of what's kavach chomer that the chomer respond to Rabbi Yehuda. How does that play out here? Called din she'atadon chilas lahachmi. You tried to be a chomer. The sefer l'hokel. You know din. What would the kula be? Lamata eitzim masarfei. What if you have a fell on Erev Pesach? He can't find wood. He can't make a fire. The yeshiva bottle. He's going to be bottle. He's going to do nothing. What does it mean? According to us, the chacham say he could just take it and throw it into the wind, throw it into the lake. So he'll find a way to fulfill his mitzvah. But according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, who's tying his hands and telling him he has to do Sreifa, so normally Sreifa is a chumer, right? Instead of just throwing into the lake, into the wind, you have to go ahead and find wood and make the Sreifa. But for the fellow who doesn't have any wood, it's going to turn out to be a kula. Because what's he going to do? According to your world of Rabbi Yehuda, if you can't find wood, what are you going to tell him to do? Nothing. He'll sit around the Yeshiva bottle. And what will be so gefelech with the Yeshiva bottle? What's going to be the tremendous disaster? What do you mean, yeshi bottle, gewalt, geschrigen? You have to tashbisa? Chodavish at the yachel tashbisa? That was the Chumash's response back to Rabbi Yehuda. According to you, Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to end up being mevatel in the midst of tashbisa. According to us, we're very, very lenient. Right? We're more reasonable. We're much more makel, so that'll be possible for him to do something. According to your very strict, fundamental, rigorous, version of halacha, you can end up causing says that chumra, your chumra asin lekula. Yeah, yeshiva bottle, you'll do nothing, and he's going to sit around and look at the chametz for the next week because he has nothing to do about it. Ad kan tivicha chametz. I don't say is right. What should Rebbe's next line have been? What?
It has nothing to do with
Tashbisa. Stupid. I told you not to do Bittul Chometz. Rabbi Yehuda said, I told you, of course you do Bittul Chometz. Besides, with Bittul Chometz, I have another sheet to call Bittul Chometz on the Sreifa. You can't do it, you can't do it. How is your not doing Sreifa going to impinge upon your fulfillment of Tashbisa? So it's almost the favorish in the Gemara against Bichas Chinuch. No? It's a pile ployim. This Bichas Chinuch. I am not the first person in the world to discover this kashya. Very, very difficult. Michas Chinuch. But everybody says, it's not just Michas Chinuch that's problematic, because the Michas Chinuch was necessary to defend Rashi from the question that Tosa shouldn't have asked. Or should have asked. So, we're back to the drawing board, everybody said. If Rashi's right, then that Tashbisu main Bittul, Tashbisu and Bittul are synonymous with one another, how does that sit well with the views of Enbiya Chometz Ola Sreifa, which are views that are espoused by Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva? How are you talking about this? So if you can't hide behind Mechatzchina Shtikl Torah, that view is based on a din different atzma and nagdu tashvisu, because that seems to be a very, very difficult to view to espouse against the ima kima preferish gemara of the base. So Taka, what is the answer to that kasha? So it turns out that Tosfos kasha for Rabbi Akiva, I'm not losing any sleep on. Because Tosfos kasha for Rabbi Akiva, I can easily say Rabbi Akiva was playing a game with us. Al atzad, the bittul doesn't work because it's Yom Tov. So the kasha that Tosfos did ask is not so earth shattering. The Ran already confirmed that kasha. The kasha that Tosfos didn't ask is the much more difficult kasha. And the Mechas Chinuch was the best that we came up with until now, and we're having serious reservations. So basically, we're back to the drawing board. How does Rashi Shita of Tashbisa being Bittel sit well with the view of Rabbi Yehuda slash Rabbi Kiva? Would you ever tell anyone a link to that view? How can it be on the one hand of Tanaim, we're talking the language of Sreifa and physical destruction, if Bittel is sufficient? So Lachara, we have to go down a different route, or we have to come up with some kind of a theory of a type of a Chometz that Bittel may not be sufficient for, even according to Rashi. We may have to have almost two tier of Tashbisa. We have to have two different types of two paths of Tashbisa. But we have a lot of things to fill in, a lot of gaps to fill in. L'chor, according to Rashi, we have to create a scenario that Bittul will fall short, and if and when Bittul falls short, then we have to begin to discuss the other physical destruction and how that physical destruction, what it is, play out, Rebbe and the Rabbanon. So we're missing a big, big chunk of information here. What kind of chametz will even Rashi presumably agree Bittul won't work on? If we can identify such chametz, then we can begin to understand that Tashbis was Bittul, yeah, on chametz A. And Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanon, we're talking about chametz B. Once more problem, we don't know what chametz A and chametz B is. But we have a basic mahalach. Hopefully, Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to figure out what is that mysterious chametz A and chametz B. Okay, Hashem, see you guys tomorrow. Okay, good. Have a good chodesh, everybody.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Okay, guys, see you guys tomorrow, Mr. Hashem.
Thank you, Rebbe.